This dog, this is dictating on Brenda Santiago. That's Brenda, BRENDA, B as in boy, Santiago, SANTIAGO, S as in Sam. Brenda Santiago Dash Hill, HILL, Hill. Date of birth is 10/19/1960. Date of visit was 8/30/22. Please note I'm dictating this for the second time. Please find the initial dictation. Next paragraph. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Brenda Santiago for evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 61-year-old female who has a prior history of COVID-19 pneumonia in May 22, has been experiencing shortness of breath and wheezing, and has been using a nebulizer with albuterol solution, PRN. The patient also was on an Advair disc inhaler, and complaints of shortness of breath with exertion and wheezing. She was again treated for an episode of bronchitis this past month. She denies weight loss. Denies any headaches, but has had sinus drainage and previous history of sinus surgery. Next paragraph. Ancestry has included history for rheumatoid arthritis and history for nasal septoplasty. She also has depression, history of diverticulosis and gastroesophageal reflux, and past history for COVID-19 in on 5/21/22. Was treated with a Z-Pak. She has a history of hyperglycemia and hyperlipidemia, and history for vocal cord polyps, as well as maxillofacial surgery. Sinus disease and septoplasty was done. She apparently had a pre-malignant lesion resected from the nasal septum. Next paragraph, allergies to prednisone and penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 3 to 5 cigarettes per day for 25 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Parents are in good health. Father has COPD. Next paragraph. Med list, clonopin 0.5 milligrams BID, PRN. Bupropion 100 milligrams daily. Methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, 6 tablets weekly. Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Clonase nasal spray daily. Xeljanz 11 milligrams daily. Advair disc 250/50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has some weight gain. She denies any headaches, but has some hoarseness and sinus drainage. has reflux symptoms and nausea and constipation. She has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has sore throat and sore throat and occasional nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, flank pains. She has costochondritis with chest pains. She has depression, anxiety, and joint pains and muscle aches, and enlarged glands, occasional headaches and numbness of the extremities. Next paragraph, physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, blood pressure 140 by 70, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 164, saturation 99. HENT anomalous pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Nasal mucosa is edematous with septal deviation. Neck supple with no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, no venous distension. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery with few scattered wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex in the 1+ with no grass molded up, its cranial lines are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. number one is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two is rheumatoid arthritis. Number three, history of COVID-19 infection. Number four is I believe I said rheumatoid arthritis. And number four is depression. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Oh, can you also mention number five is chronic sinusitis and rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest and sinus CT and a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, IgE level, total eosinophil counts. She'll continue with Advair does 250 by 51 twice a day. And Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. She also may be a candidate for a polysomnogram. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Monica Cantu, MD. CANTU. Monica, MD. Thank you.